Chapter 75.1. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie, Dingaliang, after a great battle, lay in ruins. Since Dingaliang had been occupied by the Dawen forces, when Xu Ting reclaimed it, the enemy had no choice but to retreat. In their fury, they set fire to many parts of the city, especially grain stores, military warehouses, and barracks, ensuring that Xu Ting's army would find nothing of use left behind. Many major shops in Dingaliang were also caught in the blaze. The fire spread rapidly, injuring and killing civilians who tried to extinguish it. The city had become a scene of devastation and tragedy. Even though Xu Ting later commanded the Zhenbian army to fight the fire, the damage had already been done, and countless losses were irreparable. General, Xu Ting's deputy ran over, wiping her soot-covered face with her sleeve. Her voice was urgent. There are too many wounded civilians. The granaries, pharmacies, and rice stores have all been destroyed. Damn it, those Dawen scoundrels are truly inhuman. A military officer beside Xu Ting spoke anxiously. The army's provisions are already running low, and the military medics have only a limited supply of medicine. In the short term, how will the people of Dingaliang survive? Everyone burned with hatred toward the Dawen army, their anger seething like an unquenchable fire. They longed to continue the pursuit and slaughter every last one of them. Xu Ting remained composed. Go check whether any of the smaller granaries were spared. Gather all remaining food in the city and distribute it to the people. As for medicine, have the military medics prioritize treating the wounded. We must first stabilize the situation. Dingaliang had more than just the one large granary, several smaller ones remained. The enemy had retreated in haste and could not have destroyed everything. For now, survival was the priority. Send envoys to contact the governor of Wuchang and request aid from her. Also, visit the major cities of Soizhou to seek further support. I will write to Her Majesty at once, petitioning for disaster relief. Xu Ting's thoughts were clear and methodical. Upon hearing her orders, the officers felt reassured and immediately set out to carry them out. Just then, someone came running from a distance. Master, Master, Xu Ting looked up and saw that it was Huamei. Her brows furrowed instinctively. What are you doing here? Did something happen to Xian in the capital? Huamei quickly shook his head. No, my lord is fine. Seeing a handsome young man approach Xu Ting, the generals who had been about to leave suddenly stopped in their tracks, their eyes gleaming with curiosity as they eagerly watched their superior's private affairs unfold. My lord has gathered a batch of supplies in the capital. They are now 20 miles outside Dingaliang. I came ahead to inform you. Xu Ting was caught between surprise and delight. A strange, indescribable feeling swelled in her chest, as if her heart had softened entirely because of this one person. How much? She asked. There is grain and medicine, mostly food. This is just the first shipment. More batches will follow, along with other supplies. There are also 20 carts of medicinal herbs. Xu Ting immediately gave the order. Summon 2,000 soldiers to accompany me to receive the supplies. Her deputy, overjoyed, hurried to organize the troops. A large group eagerly followed, all wanting to witness the scene for themselves. Look at that. General's husband personally sent reinforcements to the army. A group of armored officers, riding fierce warhorses, galloped out of the city. Half an hour later, they encountered the convoy escorting supplies. Good heavens, the deputy general couldn't help but scratch the back of her neck with the handle of her whip. As expected of the general, just look at this endless convoy stretching down the official road. How on earth did the general's husband manage to pull this off? One of the rougher-tempered officers slapped her own thigh with a loud smack. Oh my god, I've fought battles my whole life, but I've never seen any family's husband personally deliver supplies to the army, let alone on such a grand scale. Everyone's eyes turned toward Xu Ting, filled with a peculiar kind of admiration. Xu Ting was secretly delighted, even basking in the envy and praise from the other officers. It gave her an overwhelming sense of pride. Du Xian, she had never imagined he would go to such lengths for her. Even in ancient times, this man's heart and ambition far surpassed the limits of this era. Escort the supplies back to the city, Xu Ting ordered. The excited soldiers surged forward at once. The supplies Du Xian sent were a tremendous help to Xu Ting, completely freeing the Zhenbian army's hands and feet. Originally, the Zhenbian army had to temporarily stay in Dingaliang city to recuperate, unable to pursue the victory and deliver a decisive blow to the Dawen enemy forces. This was because the army's grain and medicine had to be taken out to aid the suffering people of Dingaliang city. Without provisions, the army naturally couldn't go to war. The Ninth Princess of Dawin had devised this ruthless scheme not only out of spite. Withholding supplies from the Zhenbian army was also a calculated move to stall their advance. With Dingliang City in such a miserable state, bodies lying on the streets from starvation, Xu Ting had no choice but to stay behind and take charge of the overall situation. This gave the Dawin army a chance to catch its breath. Yet, the Ninth Princess of Dawin had not given up. This battle was fought with the full power of the Dawin nation. She could not afford to lose.